Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend. Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hello, Blues, and welcome to the long-delayed Toffee Web quiz. It was supposed to be the second annual Toffee Web Christmas quiz, but various factors prevented us from recording it then. But this long 3-week hiatus between games has provided us with the ideal opportunity to get together for a light-hearted diversion before the stress and anxiety of the Premier League season resumes this coming weekend. Once again, Andy will play Quizmaster, and we're grateful to him for putting it all together while Paul, Adam, and I battle it out to, well, basically avoid embarrassment at our inability to retain useless information about this club we all support. So without any further ado, I'll hand the reins over to Andy to get us underway. You can, of course, play along at home and see how you do in comparison to us. You, of course, will have the benefit of the pause button. We'll just be flying by the seat of our pants. Andy, take it away.
Thank you very much. Welcome. Some of the finest minds on Everton Football Club.
And Adam McCullough.
We're not available tonight.
Superb.
So here we go. There are a few like kind of normal 10 question rounds here, and we're going to mix it up with a couple of as well. But the first one is called assists. Now there are 10 relatively well-known Everton goals in front of me here on this list, which you will know as soon as I say them. But I want to know who got the assist for each goal. Okay? So I just need one name, and we'll go through the 10, then we'll do the answers, and then we'll move on to round 2. Already scratching heads.
Yes.
Question number 1, goal number 1. Rooney versus Arsenal. Yes, that one.
God.
Must remind myself to take a picture during
this. Just every grimace.
Yeah.
Do I? Are we saying these out of each one?
No, I'll do the 10, and then we'll do scores on the doors.
Okay.
Goal number 2. Rodriguez versus West Bromwich Albion at Goodison. I think it was his first goal for Everton, actually, wasn't it? Left foot, far corner, park end. James Rodriguez.
We were all not there.
James Rodriguez, versus West Bromwich Albion at Goodison, the first one. Goal number three. Andrei Kanchelskis' first goal for Everton at the Kop End against Liverpool.
Good Lord.
It's funny, isn't it? You picture it, but you don't wind it back in your head back a little bit further.
I can't remember which one was the header and which one was the other one.
Question at the goal number four. Duncan Ferguson versus Liverpool, 1994. The header at the Gardiner Street end. Goal number five. Dwight McNeil's fifth against Brighton. Well, not Dwight McNeil's fifth, our fifth, Dwight McNeil against Brighton. Flashed it, top left corner. Said shush to one of the Brighton fans afterwards, or cupped his ear or something towards the Brighton.
That was so good.
It's nice to actually talk about Everton goals, isn't it?
Yeah,
it is.
Question.
Got 30 years for a couple of them, but you know.
Goal six. Michael Keane in the comeback against Crystal Palace at Goodison. Left-footed kind of pokey thing into the far corner.
Okay.
Paul Trail's got that, I can tell.
Yeah,
goal seven. Arteta, Fiorentina. Goodison goes mad. Swipe with his right foot. Far left corner. Who got the assist? Goal eight. Tim Cahill at the Gladys Street end in the 2-0 Derby win in 2010. I think it was near post. He kind of hooked it into the near post, if I remember rightly.
No idea.
Goal nine. Andy Gray, FA Cup final. Watford. That needed clarified. Andy Gray's FA Cup final goal. Who got the assist? And finally, goal 10. Seamus Coleman against Leeds last season. An extraordinary goal. But who got the assist? Probably the most least likely assist of any of these. Well, I don't know, actually. Some of them are a bit out of the blue, but that one especially.
That's made my mind up.
Okay. Happy, everybody?
No.
No.
Obviously not.
Okay, let's go through them then. Let's start with Lyndon Lloyd. Rooney against Arsenal, the assist was?
See, I changed my answer for this, which is always a bad idea. You should always go with your first instinct, but I've gone with Duncan Ferguson.
Okay, Paul Trail.
Lee Carsley.
Adam McCulloch.
In my head, it was a knockdown from Kevin Campbell. I might be wrong.
Nil pois. It was Thomas Gravesen.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Radzinski.
Half a point for Paul, surely.
Wow. Okay.
James Rodriguez against West Brom. His first goal, I think, for Everton at the Park End. Paul Trail.
I haven't got a clue, so I'm Luca Dean.
Adam McCulloch.
I did exactly the same thing.
I did the same.
It was Richarlison. He came in off the left and played it to him. Adam, Kanchelskis, Liverpool, Kop End, first goal.
Now, the first goal was a header, wasn't it?
It was.
I couldn't put the ball in. I just went with someone with a right foot, so I went John Ebrill, and I know it's not right.
Okay.
I was three at the time. But
I'll accept that as mitigation. Paul?
Right out.
Yeah.
Linden.
Oh, you know it was Rideout, wasn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
I went for Limpar, but no, I'm sure
it was
not,
Paul yeah. Rideout.
He's off the mark.
He's off the mark.
As he said it.
Did you see what I did there when you said Paul? I just said Rideout.
Oh. Very good. Very clever.
Linden, Duncan Ferguson at the Gladys Street End against Liverpool in 1994.
Andy Hinchcliffe.
Paul Trail.
Yeah, Andy Hinchcliffe.
Adam.
Andy Hinchcliffe.
Points all round.
Woo!
That's good.
McNeil against Brighton, Paul Trail.
Alex Iwobi.
Adam.
I went Iwobi, but I feel like Iwobi also set up the one where McNeil dribbled around the goalie, and I don't know if I'm getting that confused, but yeah, I went Iwobi.
Linden.
Amadou Onana.
It was Amadou Onana.
Ah, yeah.
Beautiful through ball. Came off the bench and then.
Yes.
Laid one on for Dwight.
Adam, Michael Keane against Palace?
Now, this was a knockdown. I think Tarkowski.
Lyndon Lloyd.
Mason Holgate.
Oh.
Paul Trail.
Mason Holgate.
Yeah.
Yes.
Darn it.
I don't think Tarky was there yet, was he?
No, he wasn't.
No.
Think he was.
I just remember. I remember someone edited it down, and
it was very Tarkovsky-esque. Actually,
it was
kind of
yes.
that little kind of side header. Yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't get you a point, does it? Really. Lyndon Arteta against Fiorentina.
No idea. Tony Hibbert played it inside.
Paul.
Leon Osman.
Adam.
I also went Leon Osman.
It's actually Yakubu.
Ugh.
And I don't really think it was one of those assists that will go down with any kind of great work on his part. But Cahill Gladys Street, 2010 Derby in the 2-0 win, Paul Trail.
Phil Neville, I got.
Adam?
I had Lane Baines.
Lyndon?
Good shout. I went Leon Osman.
Seamus Coleman put that ball.
Oh, why didn't I think?
Andy Gray's FA Cup final goal. I don't know where I am on the list, but let's go for Paul Trail.
Gary Stevens.
Adam.
I also had Gary Stevens.
Lyndon.
I thought Stevens first, and then went for Tricky Trev Stephen.
Trevor Stephen.
Ah.
Yes.
Lyndon My Lloyd takes the lead once ago. Okay, Adam McCulloch. Coleman against Leeds.
I think it was Pickford.
Lyndon.
Oh, you know, I think you might be right. Adam. I went for Tarkowski.
Paul?
Yeah, same. I went Tarkowski.
It was Alex Iwobi.
Oh. Was it really?
Yeah.
You led us up the garden path there. You were like, oh, this is unlikely.
What I kind of meant was that he wouldn't have ever thought it would have been an assist.
Yeah, because
he wouldn't have ever thought he'd scored.
Right. Yeah.
Sorry about that. So, Lyndon Lloyd on four, Paul Trail on three,
yes.
And Adam on a single
what
a point.
Wonder.
Now then, the next round, and I'm going to do it in order of who's got the most points, you get to choose which round we go for next. So Lyndon will get the first choice of subject, then it will be Paul, then it will be Adam, right? So you can choose a category. This is a quick fire round. You can either have... Everybody gets the questions, by the way. You just feel what you want to hear. Roberto's first season, Leon Osman, the League Cup, or away kits.
Let's go for Roberto's first season.
Okay, Roberto's first season. Okay, everybody's in, remember. Okay, Roberto's first season, question number one. Roberto's first season included a run of how many league wins on the trot? It was our most since 1987. Question number two. In Roberto's first season, top goal scorer was Romelu Lukaku, but with how many goals in all competitions?
All competitions.
All comps. Question number three. Ross Barkley scored on the opening day in a 2-2 draw at Norwich. Brilliant goal. Who else scored for Everton that day? I think I'm right in saying I haven't looked this up. Was that not when... Was his name... What was his name? Van Hassel...
Well, Van I thought it was going to be a Ricky Van Wolfswinkel question.
That's the puppy. That's him.
And I'm not more disappointed I have to answer an Everton player because I can't remember.
That's him. It was his only ever goal, wasn't it? Is that right?
Yes, it was one of those.
Which players have ever played against Everton?
Okay.
Number four. Roberto Martinez used the loan market to great effect, with three players coming in on season-long loans. De La Feu, Lukaku, and... And final question in Roberto's first season. Who was Everton's squad number 9?
God. Who did you say got the first goal at Norwich?
It's Ross Barkley, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I hope so.
I think who else scored that day?
I remember it being a really, really good goal. Like a, you know, a who's this kid goal type thing.
Yeah.
So there we go. That brings Roberto's first season to an end, and it's all downhill from here. Shall we go through Lyndon Lloyd, number one? Mm. How many league wins on the trot that season?
Well, I seem to remember that under Moyes we did 7 one season. And I don't remember, so I just went one better, 8.
Paul?
I went 9.
Adam?
I went 8.
I've got it as 7.
Nuts.
Nope. Paul, how many did Lukaku get in all comps?
I'm torn on this. I don't know if it was just under 20 or just over 20. I'm going to go negative. 18.
Adam?
I went 19.
Lyndon?
17.
Oh, so close, it was 16. Because he didn't start scoring goals straight away, did he? Did he? He got 2 at West Ham, didn't he?
Yeah, but then...
Can't remember quite what happened. Anyway, Ross Barkley scored on the opening day at Norwich. Who else scored for Everton that day in the 2-2 draw, Adam?
I'm really struggling, but I don't know if I'm just putting the Norwich connection together, but I went Stephen Naismith.
Lyndon.
Oh, that's not a bad shout. Jelovic.
Paul.
Seamus Coleman.
Well, one of you's got it right.
It's Adam.
It's Paul.
Paul.
Oh, it's Paul.
Seamus Coleman.
Doing so well at this.
De La Feu came in. Lukaku came in. Who else came in on a season-long loan, Lyndon Lloyd?
Gareth Barry.
Paul?
Yeah. Bobby.
Adam.
Gaz Baz.
Yeah.
As I've never called him.
All round points there. And who is Everton's squad number nine? Paul Trell.
Aruna Kone.
Adam?
Aruna Kone. Gone but not forgotten.
Yeah, Aruna Kone.
Yeah. Nicely done. I make it 3-2-2. So Lyndon's on 6. Paul's on 6. Adam is well back in this on 4. Is that right? Yeah. Right, Paul, do you want Leon Osman, the League Cup, or away kits?
It'd be depressing, but I'm going to go with the League Cup.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Come on, punishment.
Absolute misery in here. Okay. Question number one. Who were the opponent when Everton last won a penalty shootout in the League Cup? Adam's score. He's actually on 3, not 4. Sorry, Adam. You were docked a point there for sporting advantage you gained.
That's fine. I'll be appealing it with my super lawyer very soon.
Okay. We won't do that now, though. We'll do that at a really strange point near the end of the quiz when it really matters.
Yeah, next Christmas.
Yeah. Question number 2. Who were the last team from outside the Premier League to knock Everton out of the League Cup? Bit of movement there. Bit of movement. Lyndon and Paul both moved at the same time to write something down. Question number 3. Who's the only Everton player to score a League Cup hat-trick this century?
For Everton,
yes. Uh-huh. Yes, sorry, I see what you mean. Yes, he was playing for Everton at the time. Question number 4. In the 2016 League Cup campaign, I'll call it a campaign for now, Everton played a team competitively for the first and only time so far in our history. Who was it?
Sorry, read that one again, would you?
In the 2016 League Cup, Everton played a team competitively for the first and only time in our history. Who was it? Question number 5. We all know we've never won a League Cup and will never win the League Cup. But how many times have Everton reached a semi-final? Concludes the League Cup round. We will never speak of it again. Question number 1. Lyndon, who were the opponent when Everton last won a penalty shootout?
Norwich City.
Paul.
Got Newcastle United.
Adam.
I have no idea. I went Watford.
Norwich in 2015-16.
I don't remember that at all.
It was at Goodison. I remember that much.
Yeah.
He won on
pens.
Who were the last?
Because they playing yellow or?
If I'm giving him a put half a point for Gravison and Carsley, then. Who were the last team Paul Traill to outside the Premier League to knock us out of the League Cup?
QPR.
I went QPR.
Me too. Thanks, Rafa.
Queen's Park Rangers. Who got the first one right? Oh, Lyndon. Yeah. Who's the only Everton player to score a League Cup hat-trick this century, Adam McCullough?
I struggle with it. I said Richarlison. I'm thinking it out loud and I don't think it is, but I'll stick with it because I can't think of anything better.
Lyndon.
DCL.
Paul.
We got Lukaku.
Dominic Calvert-Lewin, West Ham.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Oh, that nice of like control and
yeah, of course.
In 2016, Lyndon Lloyd, Everton played a team competitively for the first and only time in our history. Who was it?
I'm still trying to think. I don't have an answer. I can't remember.
Paul.
MK Dons.
Adam.
That's a good shout. I was trying to go down the sort of newer club route and I went Forest Green Rovers.
You're geographically the best of that. It was Yeovil Town.
Yeah,
I had you. Oh, I was going to say you.
And on that night, I was told I'd be working on commentary, and I went to do Bristol Rovers at Chelsea, and someone else got to go to Goodison with Yeovil.
Oh no!
I'll never forget that. And question number five: we all know we've never won a League Cup and never will, but how many semi-finals have we made? Adam.
I think I'm too low with this, but I went five.
Paul.
Yeah, I went five as well.
Lyndon.
Four.
1977, 1984, 1988, 2008, 2016. It's five. I actually haven't been writing down who got that. So, three for Lyndon?
Yes.
Is that right?
Three.
And then two for you two.
Yeah.
Excellent. So Lyndon is back in the lead on nine. Paul Traill is one behind on eight. Adam McCullough is on five. But there's plenty of time to go. It's your choice now, Ad. You can either have Leon Osman or away kits.
I'm not going to say it too loud because I can hear my girlfriend nearby, but I want Leon Osman.
We've all been there. Okay. Number one. Name the other two clubs Leon Osman made appearances for in his career. I'll do a point for each. Why not?
One came very quickly and then the other...
Yeah, again, just be aware your girlfriend is next door.
I won Leon Osman and I came very quickly. She hears me say all of this all the time anyway, so...
Excellent.
I tell her I'm podcasting, but really I'm just looking at an old calendar from 2004 of...
Oh. That alternative badge, it does it for me every time. Right, question number two. How many England caps did Leon get? Question number three. In how many consecutive seasons did Leon Osman make a Premier League appearance for Everton? Question number four. Against which club did Leon Osman score what was voted for as Everton's goal of the season 1 year?
Sorry, say that one again. I was still thinking of the last one.
Against which club did Leon Osman score what was voted Everton's goal of the season? And number five. In which season did Leon Osman appear in every Premier League game? He only did it once. One season. What season was it? Okay, Ad, as it's your specialist subject, let's go for you first. The other two clubs Leon Osman played for in his career, point for each.
Derby's one. And the other that I'm really struggling with, but I'm going to go Plymouth.
Derby and Plymouth. Lyndon?
I was Derby, and I was torn between Carlisle and Blackpool. But I think it was Blackpool.
Pool.
Derby County and Carlisle United.
Seems Lyndon said Carlisle, that's what I thought.
Pool Trail has both.
Yeah. Oh, I knew I should have gone with Carlisle.
Paul, how many England caps did Leon get?
I've gone with three.
Lyndon.
One? I don't remember.
Adam.
I went one.
It was two. Lyndon, how many consecutive seasons did Leon make a Premier League appearance for Everton?
This is hard. 13?
13. Paul?
That's a lot, isn't it? I don't know.
I've gone 13 as well, actually.
Adam.
I went one less at 12.
You should have gone one more. It was 14.
Oh.
14 consecutive seasons. I think he made his first appearance coming on as a sub late 1 year, was it? And then went, I don't know, anyway. He did it. Adam, against which club did Ozzy score what was voted for Everton's goal of the season?
I went with the... See, I was really struggling with the club. If it's one in Europe, I went Bran.
Bran? Lyndon?
It's got to be the one against Larissa, right?
That's...
Paul?
Yeah. Larissa. I did like Portsmouth first, and then scribbled it out, thinking, hang on, there was a better
that's,
one than that.
But... That's not a club name. That's just someone you went to school with, Larissa.
It is indeed Larissa. And Lyndon Lloyd, in which season did Leon appear in every Premier League game?
I just plucked one out there. 2007, 2008.
Paul?
Yeah, same. 7 or 8.
I plucked the same one. So if it's right, then slaps on backs of heads for all of us. But
2013-14.
Oh, is it?
Late. So two for Lyndon there, I got it.
No, I just won, wasn't it?
Oh, was it? You got one for Derby, remember?
Oh, I see. You get a point for each club. Okay, yes. Yeah. Then two, yeah.
So you're on 11. Paul got three, so he's on 11. Oh, hello. Adam got one, which is on 6. So 11, 11 and 6. It's a big title race, this. Okay. We're going to play a game called Stay in the Game, okay?
Okay.
So to stay in the game, you just have to come up with another answer and others will fall by the wayside and then you can start getting points. So we're going to go round robin. So I'm going to say something. Lyndon will give me an answer. If he's right, he's still in. Paul, still in. Adam, still in. If one of you get it wrong, you're out and the other two are against each other. And then one of them will drop. If they can get one more point, they start accruing points more. It'll all become clear.
Okay.
As Adam is behind, I'm going to let him choose the letter. There's a choice of two. We are either naming Everton players who have made a first team appearance whose surname begins with M for mother or G for golf. What would you prefer, Adam McCulloch?
I'm a mummy's boy, so I'll go M for mother, please.
Excellent. So, starting with Adam McCulloch, then going Paul Trail, then going Lyndon Lloyd, we are naming Everton players who have made a first team appearance for the club whose surname begins with M. I really hope we've got a long recording on this. Go, Adam. Oh, God.
Okay, in my hopes of getting double points, Mikel Madar.
Oh, actually, this involves me finding on this list, doesn't it? Well, we know that's true, so yes. Go for it, Paul.
I can't think of any right now. I don't want to be out of the first hurdle. Mikel Madar was the only one I had. I instantly wrote that down. I'm sure there's loads.
It doesn't have to be both names, it's just the surname.
Yeah, I know. oh dear, this could be embarrassing. But there's loads.
I found Mikel Madar. There he is. I'll put a tick next to his name.
This is Premier League, so yeah.
No. Any time in the club's history.
Okay.
Well, I didn't expect Trail to be quite as scrapey around as this.
Oh, Dwight McNeil.
Dwight McNeil, he's in the next round. Lyndon Lloyd.
Neil Mope.
Oh, yes.
Superstar striker.
Adam.
Again, I want double points. Marco Materazzi.
Marco Materazzi, yes. Cool.
Joe Max Moore.
Oh, love it. Absolutely love it, yeah. Lyndon.
Johnny Morrissey.
Yes.
No show.
I mean, he'll be in there. I can't find him, but he's definitely in there. Adam.
Derek Mountfield.
Yes. Paul.
James McFadden.
Excellent. Lyndon.
Neil McDonald.
Yes. Very good. Adam. Got a pace going now.
I've got a niche one that I wanted to save, but I happened to see an old programme from an England under-17s game the other day that featured a young left-back called Lee Molyneux. So I'm going to go Lee Molyneux.
Yes, Lee Molyneux is in there. He's in there. Cool.
Milligan? Mike Milligan, was it?
Mike Milligan.
Yeah, that's a good one.
What's Lyndon Lloyd got?
He's got a completely blank brain.
So difficult.
I can't think of anything else now. Who picked them? I can't think. I don't think I'd have many G's either, to be honest.
No, G was a shorter list, I'll give it that.
I can't think.
Okay, I'm going to give you a 20 second clock.
Oh Jesus, now the clock comes.
It's a silent one because I don't want to put too much pressure on you.
Stuart McCall.
Oh, he's done it. Nice. He's done it. Adam. Oof.
Did Messi play forever?
You know, there's people listening to this going, come on.
Yeah, because I'm guessing there'll be at least one or two incredibly obvious ones in there, won't there?
Yes.
And I'm not fishing for a clue, but...
Yeah, there are some pretty obvious ones there, yeah. Okay, the 20-second clock starts for you now.
Oh.
5, 4, 3...
Mario Ferrari, I don't know.
He's gone. Okay, Adam is gone. So any points that Paul and Lyndon get now is over Adam, if you see what I mean. So they'll start accruing points now. So where are we? Paul? Is it right? Or is that Lyndon now?
Yeah.
It's Paul.
I think so, is that right?
Yeah. Yes.
He's got one.
Has he got one?
It's our left back.
Mikalenko.
Oh.
Yes. Lyndon.
Jan Mukka.
Yes! Jan Mukka!
Wow.
He's there. He's there. You can't take it away from him now. It's happened.
Full trail.
Same Abbey with the pitch. Thomas Moira.
Thomas Moira.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Another point for Paul. Can Lyndon keep up this pace?
No, he can't.
I've got a blank page after that. Yeah, I don't know what to.
Same area of the pitch, Nigel Martin.
Yes, oh, no. Nigel Martin. Nigel Martin. Where did he come from? Yes, he's absolutely there. Start the 22nd clock on trail now.
I think there are loads of marks, which is obviously no good. Nah, I just can't think of any there.
Two. One. He's gone. Okay. So Paul Trail's got 2 points from that round. Still not bad. Can Lyndon get anything? If this would be a point over Trail, and, you know, that could be valuable at the end of this
yes,
season.
It could.
Have you got anything left in you? Everton
I'm sticking with goalkeepers.
Okay.
Bobby Mims.
Bobby Mims is there.
Well done.
Oh, but now.
But now. What happens now? Okay. The clock's going to have to start for Lloyd. It's now. Yeah. 20 seconds. He's leading by one. Can he get another?
No, I'm sure we've had someone called McRae, but I couldn't tell you who it is, so it doesn't count if I can't actually tell you who it would be.
No, it probably doesn't. You've got 5 seconds.
No, I'm all tapped out, I think.
Okay, there we are. So at the end of that, Lloyd's ended up with 3, Paul Trail's got 2, and Adam got 0, unfortunately. I will just mention just a couple at a glance here.
Yerry Mina.
Oh.
Yerry Mina, we've got who else did I see here? Brian McBride, Gavin McCann, Aidan McGeady, Duncan McKenzie. Who else did we have here? Andy van der Meyde, I would have taken. Kevin Morales.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Johnny Morrissey. Oh, you said Johnny Morrissey, didn't you? Not a bad effort, though. Not a bad effort. Anyway, so 14, 13, and 6. Not looking good for Ad, but you never know. Points deduction could come into it yet. Right. Next round is called History. It's what it always comes back to because it's all we've got. Question 1. In what year was Goodison opened? Question number 2. Lyndon Lloyd looks the most confident he has for the last half an hour. Question number 2. Which player became the first to break the £100,000 transfer threshold in moving to Everton? Question number 3. And I'll take the closest gets the point. How many hat tricks did Dixie Dean score for Everton? I'll take closest for that one.
Is that total as well, not just in the big season?
No, just in the big season. Yeah. I'm pretty sure I've got Everton hat-tricks, not overall hat-tricks, but then did he score a hat-trick for England? Don't know. I don't know how many he got for Tramit. Let's just stick for Everton. I'm sure it's right. How many did he score? Question number four. In the top five all-time appearance makers for Everton, how many are goalkeepers? So you've got your list of the top five appearance makers for Everton in history. How many of them are goalkeepers? Question number five. How many Everton goals, and again, I'll take closest to here. How many Everton goals did David Unsworth score?
Good question, that. That could be...
That is a good question.
Could be any of a certain spread, couldn't it, that?
Question number six. We're talking official club captains here. If Seamus Coleman is Everton club captain number 48 of all time, since they started making official club captains, what number was Duncan Ferguson?
Sorry, what was that? If Seamus Coleman was club captain number...
48,
thank you.
What number was Duncan Ferguson? Question number seven. What decade do you have to go back to find an Everton crest without a tower? So this is a crest on the match day shirt. What decade was the last decade without a tower?
Oh, that's tricky. That's tricky.
Yeah, I really hope I'm right on that one, because... doesn't feel like I am.
It's a tricky one.
Number eight, it's another closest two. What is the highest ever Everton match attendance? What's the highest ever attendance at an Everton match at Goodison Park? I mean, if somebody gets that nailed on, they've won the quiz. And the next one.
Here's my chance.
Come on, Adam.
There's always a chance.
Jen.
Imagine if he got it right.
Can you imagine, yeah.
Be shirt off running around the room, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Question
number
nine.
There'd be a call from the other room saying, you're looking at Leon Osman again.
Question number nine. Who holds the record? Oh, right. Sorry. I've written that really weirdly. Question number nine. Who holds the record of the most international caps earned whilst being an Everton player? So the most international caps earned whilst he was an Everton player. I'm fine.
Did you say England?
Oh, no, international.
International.
Just any, could be any country.
And sorry for that one. Are we naming the player or the number of caps?
I'll tell you what.
Shush.
Let's do a
point. Ian Osman, two.
Let's do a point for the player, and we'll do closest to the number of caps he earned whilst being an Everton player. So a player and a number. And finally, question number 10. How many games did Goodison Park host at the 1966 World Cup? How many games were played at Goodison Park? We all know the players that played there. How many? Okay.
Those are good questions, Andy.
Very good.
So, let's go for Lyndon Lloyd first. What year was Goodison Park opened? Opened, this is.
1892.
Paul.
1892.
Adam.
1892.
That's very good. I don't think I would have known that. That's a point each. Paul, which player became the first to break the £100,000 threshold in moving to Everton?
I got Tony Kaye, but I don't think that's right.
Adam.
I went Tommy Lawton, and I think that's way too early.
Lyndon.
Yeah, I don't think it's... I couldn't think of anyone. I just to name a name, I just picked Alan Ball, but I know it's not.
Oh, do you?
Oops. Maybe it is Alan Ball.
I've got Alan Ball.
Yeah, it could be then. I was doubting myself. But, I mean, well, we can verify.
So am I now. I've got Alan Ball as the answer to that. I'll double check that in a moment. How many hat-tricks did Dixie Dean score, Adam McCulloch?
This, to me, was a little bit like the Unsworth one, where I thought, I'm either going to go way too low or way too high. I went 8, and I think that's too low.
Okay. Lyndon.
37.
Paul.
32.
37.
Wow.
It's one of those statistics that just sticks in your brain.
Wow.
I've always known it.
was that the moment that Lyndon Lloyd just set himself apart in this quiz? when they look back at the overall journey of this, will they pinpoint that moment? I don't know. Number 4, Lyndon again. The top 5 all-time appearance makers for Everton. You've got them in front of you. I'm sure you have. How many are goalkeepers?
No, I don't. My instinct was to go for 2, but then I thought I'd just go be safe and go for 3.
Paul?
I've gone the other way, actually. Instead of us go for 2, I've actually gone for 1.
Adam?
I'm right in the middle at 2.
It's Neville South.
Sagan,
Neville Southall. Brian LeBone. Southall, LeBone, Watson, Sager, Ratcliffe. It's 2.
I got it, and I threw a Tim out in for good measure. I thought that was going to be the third one, because I feel like he made a lot of appearances, but... Okay.
Paul, how many Everton goals did David Unsworth score?
Well, I initially went 26, then suddenly remembered, hang on, that was his old shirt number, so I was probably getting a bit confused with that, so I bumped it up a little bit, probably unwisely, to 31.
Remember, this is closest to 31. Adam?
No word of a lie, I went 31.
31, okay.
Hang on.
Lyndon?
38.
40.
No way.
Oh, Lyndon Lloyd gets another point. I mean, this is potentially decisive now. Adam, if Seamus Coleman is Everton club captain number 48, what number was Duncan Ferguson?
I went 44.
Paul?
42.
Lyndon?
45.
Jagielka? Neville, Weir, Stubbs, Ferguson. He was number 43.
Oh.
harsh. Yeah. What decade do you have to go back to when the crest of the Everton matchday shirt did not have a tower on it? Adam?
I struggle with this. So, throughout the whole decade, no tower at all. I mean, you said...
Well, no, not throughout the whole decade, but what decade do you have to go back to?
To where there was a kit that didn't feature the tower?
Yes. Really poor question.
Oh, I see.
Because it... Because in that
so
case,
all I need is a decade. All I need is a decade, really.
Okay, in that case, I'm probably it's a bit wrong.
So I put the 70s, but in that case, I think it might potentially
No, I
be
think
longer.
You're right if you put the 70s.
I went 70s.
Stick with I 70s, right. Adam. Paul?
So the premonition that I might go, maybe should go to the 70s, but I had 1920s.
Lyndon?
I went for the 60s because I thought it was the end of the whole decade, but I think Adam's right.
Adam is right. Apologies for the wording of the question. Yes,
it that's
was
just, right.
It was just the decade. Adam did get one there.
Because the kit without the tower or anything really went from the 60s into the 70s, I imagine, and then, yeah.
Me and my legal team arranged that question with Adam, so... Perfect.
Okay, this is the moment where Adam McCulloch is going to win the quiz.
Come on,
from
Adam.
Nowhere. So we'll leave him till last. The highest Everton match attendance at Goodison Park, Lyndon, is?
I didn't bother with an exact guess, but 78,000.
78,000 exactly? Yeah. Do you want to stick with 78,000 exactly?
Well, let's go
78,269.
78,269, Paul. That's funny, I originally meant 78,231, but then scribbled that out because I felt that was too high. So I've got 68,231.
Excellent. Adam, the winning moment.
It won't be. I went 82, but I'll add on a few fun numbers. So I'll go 82,361.
This is almost incredible. 78,299. If he needed any more help, he almost got it. That's incredible. That is incredible. Who holds the record of most international caps earned as an Everton player?
I've gone with Neville Southall. That sounds a bit too obvious, but
and the number?
Oh, 112.
Nice thinking. Adam?
Now I'm thinking about my answer. I was thinking goalkeepers and I was thinking Tim Howard, and then I went Tim Cahill, and I'm not sure I'm right on that, but I went Tim Cahill, and I'll just throw a random number of 86.
Lyndon?
I've gone Neville Southall. I don't think he got to 100. I want to think he got something like 92.
Well, in which case, that would make sense. The answer I've got here is Tim Howard on 93.
Okay.
But thinking about it, how would Neville Southall have made an international appearance without being an Everton player?
Right.
How many caps did Neville Southall get? This is, again, administration-wise, this quiz needs a little looking at.
92.
He got 92?
No, right.
So in which case, Tim Howard broke the record.
But how many votes did he make for... Yeah.
That was just a complete guess, too.
As an Everton player, apparently Tim Howard made 93 American caps. Did I say closest to the number? Someone said 92, didn't they? No.
I said 92, but I got the wrong player.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll call no points on that. How many games did Goodison host at the 1966 World Cup? Adam.
I went 3.
Paul.
4.
Lyndon.
6.
It was 5.
I knew it was 5. Oh.
So how many? That was 5 for Lyndon, is that right? In that round?
1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, 5.
On to 19 points. Paul.
1.
Oh, 14. The title bid is failing. 6, plus 3, Adam, to make it onto 9? Or have you got one more? Yeah,
I think that's right, yeah.
19, 14. Okay, the final round, guys. The final round. I might have to get you to dig out the sports report theme for this one, Lyndon Lloyd, when you do the post-production. Okay, I'm going to... This is 10 questions. I'm going to read a made-up report of an Everton game, which is true. Sorry, I must rephrase that. Okay. I'm going to read a report of an Everton match, which sounds like it could be on Sports Report. All I need you to do is fill in the gap of the scoreline. It will become clearer once I start doing it.
Okay.
Question number 1. All I need is a score for all of these questions. It's just a score. Question number 1. It's March 2010 and Goodison saw a Tim Cahill brace and what turned out to be Landon Donovan's final Everton goal against Hull. Final score here. Question number 2. It's the first game of 2017 and Everton Southampton was 0-0 after 72 minutes. The final score. First game of 2017, the calendar year, and Everton Southampton was 0-0 after 72 minutes. Final score. Question number 3. It's October 2020 and shock horror, Neil Mopay scores at Goodison Park. Everton Brighton finished. Question number 4.
Yeah.
It's the final day of the 2011-12 season. Tony Hibbert is on the score sheet at Goodison Park. Everton Newcastle, final score.
What season was that, sorry?
What season? What year?
2011-12. Tony Hibbert was on the score sheet at Goodison Park. Final score.
No idea.
Number 5. Bournemouth away, everyone. A day on the south coast for Everton in August 2018, Richarlison was sent off in the first half. The final score. Question number 6. Everton in the League Cup. The 2015 edition. They go 2-0 down at Barnsley in the first 28 minutes. Final score. Number 7. It's the 16th of January 2016 and Everton are unbeaten in this calendar year so far, which doesn't say much, it's only 16 days old. Today they went to Stamford Bridge where at half time it was 0-0. The final score? Number 8. It's a new millennium. Will it be a new Everton? The first game in 2000, an Everton face a Leicester team including Tony Cotty, Robbie Savage and Tim Flowers. Final score? 9. We're almost there. It's February 2010 and Everton's Europa League campaign is gathering pace. Sporting Lisbon are the visitors to Goodison Park, but Silvan Distan gets a red card. Full time score?
What was the date of that one again?
February 2010. And finally, Merry Christmas 2013. Sunderland come to Goodison Park on Boxing Day and there's a late red card for Tim Howard. Full time?
Is that Boxing Day 2015? Is that?
13.
Oh, sorry.
It's more confused faces there than I expected. So
yeah, some of those were hard.
They are. Alright then, Lyndon, come on. Number 1, March 2010. Cahill, Brace, Donovan against Hull.
Me?
Yeah.
4-0.
Paul?
5-1.
Adam?
I went 5-0.
One of you's right, it's Paul Trail. 5-1. Paul, in the first game of 2017, Everton Southampton, 0-0 after 72 minutes. What happened then?
I don't think it was 3-1, but that's what I've got.
3-1.
a lot happened from there.
Adam?
I went 3-1 as well, but I don't know if I'm confusing that with another Southampton game. But...
Lyndon?
1-0.
It's 3-0.
All right.
Valencia, Baines and Lukaku. Question 3, Adam McCulloch. October 2020, shock horror, Neil Mopay scores at Goodison Park. Final score between Everton and Brighton.
I really struggled to place this game. I went 2-2.
Paul?
I'm pretty sure we won. If it was 2-1 or 3-1, but I went 3-1.
Lyndon?
4-2.
4-2 is correct.
Well...
Final day of the 2011-12 season. Tony Hibbert's on the score sheet at Goodison Park. Everton, Newcastle, Paul Trail.
I've gone 3-1 again.
Adam?
I went 3-2.
Lyndon?
3-1.
3-1, a Hibbert own goal.
Yeah.
That's how I feel right now.
Bournemouth away, 2018. Richarlison sent off in the first half. Lyndon?
2-2.
Paul?
2-2.
Adam?
2-2.
Excellent. League Cup, 2015. 2-0 down at Barnsley in 28 minutes. This is just a normal day for Everton. Adam, what happened?
You said this game. I cannot remember it at all. I went 5-2.
To who?
Hopefully to Everton. But
Lyndon?
I put 5-2 and then changed it to 5-3.
Paul?
I went 4-2.
5-3.
Yes! I thought I remembered it right.
January 16th, 2016. Everton doing okay. Stamford Bridge 0-0 at half time. Paul Trail, what happened?
Is that for the all?
Adam?
I had that as the 3-all.
Lyndon?
Yeah, John Terry was
John's
offside.
John's
yeah.
Terry.
He was offside.
There you go, 3-3. New millennium. For Everton's first game of this millennium. We've probably all got this tattooed somewhere. What was the final score against Leicester?
2-0. No idea.
I went 2-0 because I could not remember it at all.
Paul?
2-2.
2-2.
Oh, good one, Paul.
Who scored?
Don Hutchison. His way a shot hit his backside on the way in. Wrong foot of the keeper.
Yeah.
Joe might have been a penalty, maybe.
Absolutely
not sure.
No memory of that game.
Maybe.
And it was, one of David Unsworth's 40.
There you go.
2010, Everton's Europa League campaign against Sporting Lisbon. Distan gets sent off. What was the final score, Lyndon Lloyd?
0-0.
Paul?
I got 3-1.
Adam?
I got this confused with a game against Benfica and then stopped answering, so I'll go 5. I'll throw out 5-1 off the cuff.
2-1 to Everton.
Yeah.
Really?
Christmas 2013. Sunderland come to Goodison on Boxing Day. Red card for Tim Howard. Paul Trail, what was the score?
We lost 1-0.
Adam.
Oh, sorry. I had 7-1, which was another Sunderland game, and I know it wasn't that because it just felt like we were going for big results. And I had Tim Howard got sent off. And I thought I'm pretty sure that didn't happen. So I'll go 7-1 and know, but I've bowed out with a memorable moment.
Lyndon.
Yeah, I also went for 0-1. I think we lost 1-0.
Yeah, we did. So there we go. That concludes the second ever Toffee Web quiz. And I'm delighted to say that Lyndon Lloyd has taken it with 25 points from Paul Trail's 19, Adam McCulloch's 11. And barring any points deductions now, we can crown Lyndon Lloyd the champion.
I'm not sure whether it's a good thing or a bad thing, really. It's too much nonsense flying around my head.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
I have trouble retaining results. I do. I mean, that's why I'm quite surprised I did as well as I did in that last round, because sometimes I just can't remember results.
Yeah, even reading them out, I've forgotten half of them. Yeah. I made the question. Yeah. Well, an emotional journey.
Indeed it was. Thank you, Andy. That was really good. I was sitting there thinking, some of these, how on earth did he come up with these questions?
I don't know. In my phone, it's actually called Toffee Web Christmas Quiz 2023. So we've not overshot it by that much. So that's fine.
No, not really. And as I say, this was the ideal opportunity. So yeah, thanks again, Andy. That was the.
We squeezed it in before Easter.
Yeah, exactly. The Easter quiz. Don't hold your breath, Blues, for the Christmas quiz at the end of 2024, but you never know. Hopefully you enjoyed it, and let's do it again sometime.
Did anybody beat Lyndon Lloyd on 25? I want to know.
Let us know, Blues.
And did anyone get a lower score than me on McCulloch? Also, let us know.
Lovely job.
Nice one.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.